Everyone, and welcome to the Light Work of Transformational Coaching podcast series. Today we're on podcast 8. As always, I'm with fellow life transformation coach Leon Vanderpoel. Leon, for those that don't know, is also from the School of Light and Life.com. Today we're talking about the transformative power of listening and how listening fosters transformation. This is a really interesting topic. So, Leon, first of all, I'm just really interested in your thoughts on this and what you think basically about how listening fosters transformation.
There's two elements that I think we can look at today, Craig. The first element is how listening to another fosters another's transformation. So, when I think of this, I'm speaking to people who do work with others who are going through transformational processes, like ourselves, coaches. We spend a tremendous amount of time in a listening space with another human being. And so we can look at that aspect, like how listening to another and creating a space for deep listening really does foster their transformation. The other side of it is how we can learn to listen to ourselves to foster our own transformation. And this ties into things that we've already talked about in previous podcasts in this series, but is also worth reiterating, repeating, because it is learning to listen to ourselves at a very deep level that is really essential in understanding what it is that is trying to emerge through a transformational process, because there can be this, you know, we've talked about this many times, this lack of clarity, this uncertainty as your soul, as your spirit, as your being transforms, you know, what's going on? Well, learning to listen within at a very deep level is essential to the process. So those are the two elements, the what I call external listening to another and the internal listening to the self.
As coaches, we certainly understand the fact that listening to another really does help them in their transformation. And I guess as a coach, it's one of those, and I'll use the word knowingly, frustrations as a coach, because as a coach, you know, or I know, the power when you can truly listen to someone. And I know with clients, you know, a lot of clients will come to a coach and they'll come to me, and it's like they haven't been listened to for 5 minutes properly in their life, let alone an hour. So the very nature of just listening to someone, supporting someone, and that, I guess, the power of being listened to really does enable so many things to happen, so many things that are seen, unseen, visible, and perhaps not that visible in terms of that awareness of self. And all of a sudden, you know, all of these things start happening where you've got a client thinking, gee, someone's actually listening to what I've got to say. And I think sometimes we don't have a lot of idea about what power that has for someone, that for once in their life, they're being listened to. And I know, Leon, no doubt you've had lots of experiences with this perhaps, where you've started a journey with someone perhaps who has not been used to being listened to. And as you go through that process as a coach, you really start to see them come out of themselves, but also in turn go into themselves as they start becoming aware of the fact that, hey, you know, who I am is important. Hey, you know, what I have here to share is important. Someone is listening to me. And hey, this is the first time I've really been able to, you know, articulate and verbalize these things about my life and about life generally, because someone is actually listening to me. So I think particularly on that coaching level, it is certainly an aspect that there is just so much massive potential for transformation and growth. I'm just interested in your thoughts on that.
Well, certainly we know as coaches, and I shouldn't just say as coaches, because anybody who has actually had an opportunity to sit with another human being and truly listen to them will know that something magical can really happen in those moments. Often it does. You mentioned the word awareness. Well, that's a big part of it, isn't it? Some aspect of self will come to awareness. A new perspective, a new understanding, a new revelation will come into awareness, and everything will shift. And it's not necessarily that anyone did anything except hold the space for listening and for that issue to be really heard. There's a coach named Alan Seal who talks about four levels of engagement as coaches, how we engage our clients. And I find this interesting because it relates to what we listen for when we are listening to another person. I'll go through the levels really quickly. The first level is the level of drama. And at that level, your client or the person is sharing about really what's happening in the situation. He said, she said, then this happened, they did that, I can't believe this happened, that kind of thing. So as a coach, we can listen at that level and receive it. We can even work with the person at that level, though then we are working with them at the level of drama. I can't believe they said that. They really said that? Yes, they did. Wow, that's the level of drama, and we're right there with them as a coach then. So we're hearing it, but it's not that we want to engage at that level. The next level is the situation level. This is the level where they're now starting to look for solutions. So the focus here is, how can I fix this? I have a problem. I have a situation. How can I fix this as soon as possible and preferably get things back on track or back to normal the way things were?
Yeah.
Then again, this again, we can engage at this level. It is a step beyond drama, and yet we're really looking here for solutions and fixes to the problem. So it's still a lower level of engagement. The third level he calls the level of choice. And at this level, we're beginning to move from the externals of the situation, in other words, what's happening in it, to who I'm being. So who do I choose to be in relation to this situation is the driving question. And so now the coaching conversation and what the coach is listening for is all around what that person is choosing to be. So I should say who that person is choosing to be in that situation. And then the fourth level is the level of, you could say, the level of potential or opportunity. Uh-huh. Here is where, once the person has made a choice as to who they are being in relation to the situation, they are now starting to look for what is the potential here? What is the emerging potential? What is trying to happen in this situation? So it's building on what's called appreciative intelligence, which is the ability to see the positive potential in a situation. So in any situation, there's a positive potential that's trying to emerge. Can I see it? So these kinds of questions relate to that. And so you can see the coach can engage at all four of those different levels. But there is a depth of power to listening when we're listening for who the person is choosing to be. And perhaps our questions are then also moving in that direction to have them express more around who they are trying to be. And then listening for, along with our clients, what is trying to emerge in this situation. And here's where I find it gets really interesting as a coach. Because in the lower levels, I am detached. I am very outside of it myself as a coach, while recognizing my client is in it. But when I get to that fourth level, I notice that I become increasingly of one mind with my client. It's as though we become co-creators or co-listeners in that emerging potential. And so you can see, folks listening, how that's a very different place to be when you yourself as a coach are not just listening to your client and providing a space for them to be heard, which is absolutely powerful, but where you can now shift to yourself listening for things like the emerging potential, both within your client and within the situation, and joining as of one mind with your client in that process.
But this is the value of having coaching. And the reason I'm saying it now is because it is just so clear that you can listen on a very basic level, on a very passive level, and that can be incredibly powerful. But once you start moving through those dimensions of that listening process and you start to become co-creators, collaborators, co-listeners, that is where, in my words, some magic can happen. Additional increased awareness can come about. And that is just something that I guess a trained ear can really pick up on some of these things. So thanks for sharing that. I guess the thing that I'd like to add a little bit further is that with that listening process, the person, particularly a person as I was talking about before that perhaps hasn't been listened to, all of a sudden they start saying or feeling, I feel understood. And there's incredible power in that. There's so many of us that walk through life and we go through the ho-hum or the tick-tock of life and we play our roles, we do our things, and so many of us don't really voice or articulate who it is we are, what it is we like or love. And so many of us live this life where we're really not allowing whether it's that inner world or even the outer part of ourselves to expand outwards and to reach others and to get the very best out of ourselves. And sometimes it's because we don't feel listened to. We don't even know how to go about being listened to. So I guess when we get back to this question, you know, how or the statement, how listening fosters transformation, the very nature of listening, just going through even at a basic level, can be such a wonderful gift to anyone, particularly someone who's not used to doing it. And I guess this is the paradox, Leon, that I find with listening, is that everybody has ears and everybody has the capacity or the potential at least to listen. But listening and being listened to is really a scarce commodity, and it is certainly a scarce practice. And if there is just one thing as a coach I could emphasize to people, it's that if you really want to give someone a gift, listen to them, really listen to them, and listen to them without judgment, or at least if you have to judge that, delay it, just be with them and really listen without needing to define what it is they're saying, without needing to justify back to them what it is or whether they think that way. Just being in that space with them, allowing them, enabling them to be listened to, can foster an enormous transformation without even doing anything.
There's such value in what you're saying, Craig, as I'm sitting with all of that, the ability to hold a space for another non-judgmentally. Mm. And it doesn't mean you need to be a coach to do this. We have conversations with other people all the time, and yet most of it is conversation. They say something, I say something, they say something, I say something. And very often we're thinking of the next thing we want to say even as they're saying what they're saying.
Yes.
So that ability that you're talking about, this to hold a space in which another can be truly heard at a very deep level, is itself a gift. And it can be an accelerator of transformation. You know, coming back to that person that we know who is going through a transformative process in their life, who is asking a lot of questions, for whom there is not necessarily clarity, thought, an understanding of what's happening or what's coming at them in the unfolding future. They're going through a process where, believe it or not, a lot of information is actually coming into them already. They're getting everything that they need to know. We may feel inclined because of their confusion and their uncertainty to want to give some advice as to what they ought to do. But the truth is, they're already getting tremendous amounts of input in all kinds of ways. There's what we call inner input. There's the new awarenesses and insights that continually bubble up from within. And there's all that they're picking up from their external environment as they look at and question the beliefs, the values that society holds and that are being kind of input or thrown at them on a constant basis. All of this is being questioned. So there's no shortage of input. What they do need is a place where they can output, really freely output. And many of my coaching conversations, these transformational coaching conversations, as you know, I do deep coaching, is about creating the space in which someone can output. And it's not unusual in an hour or an hour and a half coaching conversation to hear someone output for a good 45 minutes before there's any need for me to say anything at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's all kinds of things that are being said, and if I'm not careful, if I'm not listening the way I need to be listening, and that goes back to the four levels I was talking about before, if I get caught up in drama or solution finding, then I'm going to just start asking questions, because I think that questions are going to help us find a solution to this, because clearly you're in some kind of a need of solution, because look at all the big questions you're asking and look at the lack of clarity, and gosh, wouldn't you like to solve this thing?
Yeah.
So it puts me in that place right away. But I'm not interested in that, because I am involved in a transformational coaching conversation, not a transactional coaching conversation. And so I want to simply receive, because I know that they're outputting is part of the way that they process the information that they've been receiving between our sessions. It's part of the way that they integrate what's going on within themselves and the new learnings that are happening. I don't need to interfere in this process. I don't even need to question it. I can simply hold the space for it and allow that process of outputting to happen until they kind of get to the point, and they usually do, where there's not much left to output. kind of done. And then we sit with it for a while and hold it. Okay, so you know, what's this all showing us? Coming back to that level of listening for looking for potential and opportunity. Sometimes it's evident, sometimes it's not. But that's what a transformational conversation to me looks like.
And I totally agree. And I was listening to you there and just having just a little bit of a giggle to myself about some of the clients I've had that basically just started at the beginning and went right through almost to the end. But that was incredibly powerful for them and for me, not only for them to be able to listen, to be listened to, but for me to be able to listen to them. As you said, without necessarily throwing in solutions, without coming up with a whole myriad of questions to fix their problem, so to speak. So, and again, I love the way you've articulated that, Leon, because there are just so many dimensions to listening that so many of us just are not aware of. And if we can go right back to the very beginning, I think when we were talking about listening in terms of couples listening. I think I'm not sure whether it was this podcast or perhaps the one before, but I often think about, you know, whether it be married couples or whether it be work colleagues or sporting team members in a team. These people are communicating all the time and they're having communication breakdown. And often when this conflict situation reaches boiling point, common and the key responses are he or she doesn't understand me, or he or she doesn't listen to me. And I just wonder how many million times that coaches and counselors and therapists have heard those words. And so I guess the thing that I'd really like to state here today is that be really mindful that what you, not as in you and I, but what you call listening might not necessarily be listening. And that is aptly demonstrated, as I said, with those comments, he or she doesn't understand me or he or she doesn't listen to me. You can certainly be in the same space as someone, but someone knows when they're not being listened to. And someone certainly knows when they're not understood and when they are understood. And when someone is truly listened to, they genuinely truly feel understood. Or at least that's certainly my experience of it. Leon, your thoughts on that?
Now, over and over again, I have conversations where my clients say to me, in so many words, with you, I feel understood. It doesn't matter what's going on in their life. It's a common recurring theme that with me, they feel truly understood. You know, I'm going to come back to what I was talking about at the beginning, internal and external, just for a moment. I want to touch on something that I feel is helpful when you are in a position to support other people through transformation. We certainly are clear that listening at a deep level is critical. It's critical because people need the space. So we understand that. But what people do not always have the capacity to do as well is listen within to themselves. So if I hear someone say to me something like you mentioned, I don't feel listened to. I don't feel understood. He or she doesn't listen to me. They don't understand me. If I hear anything like that, I begin to get curious, and not in a forceful way, because I'm not here to help, you know, you got to see this differently kind of thing. I'm just going to get curious as to whether this person is actually listening to themselves. Do they feel understood within themselves? Now, we've talked about the capacity for listening in particularly the seventh podcast that you and I did, where we talked about soul and how soul transformation and listening to the voice of the soul, the mind of the soul, or seeing it as a companion in your transformational process can really do a lot to augment and accelerate transformation. And so there is an art here to be learned by all of those going through transformation. And again, many of my clients do need to learn this, and that is the art of listening within to themselves.
Yeah.
Of learning to make time in the day for deep reflection. But even for those who already do that, say they do some meditation or they carve out some time in the morning, there is still an ongoing need to listen very deeply to their inner life, the inner voice of soul, the inner voice of spirit, the inner voice of higher self, and to, I like to use the word, begin a conversation with that aspect of the self and listen to what emerges from that. Because if you are having these very profound inner conversations with yourself and you feel that you are truly being understood within by that aspect of yourself, which can and does understand what you're going through, you'll find immediately that there is a diminishment of need for anyone else to understand you. That's the beauty of it. So you may not feel tremendously understood by others in your life, but when you feel understood within yourself because you're having this conversation with that aspect of yourself which invites the conversation, which says, yes, share with me of your pains and joys and struggles and triumphs. Share it all with me and let's converse and join as of one mind in this. Then there is a lessening need for others to hear me, to understand me, and the angst and the tension around all of that beautifully diminishes. So I do work with my clients very much on that aspect of inner listening.
And that certainly sounds like, on some level, Leon, some sort of awareness or perhaps even relinquishment of ego along the journey there. Is that kind of what we're talking about, or is that just another topic for another time?
I don't look at it as much as relinquishment of ego, but I think that is an accurate way to look at it. I define ego very simply as our sense of separate self. And so anything that I do that gives me a greater sense of unified self, and even if that's within me, like I feel more whole, more complete, more at one within myself, is a diminishment of the egoic mind's capacity to have me feel like I'm not one within myself. And therefore, the work within myself to increase that sense of unified self within has an immediate kind of projected effect onto the external world, where I begin to now experience others and situations in a more unified way with me. So yeah. Yes, is that a diminishment of ego? I would say yes.
I love your explanation there of ego too. That's very pertinent. Yeah, thanks for that. Well, I'm done this end, Leon. Thank you very much.
That was great, Craig. Thank you very much. This was a good podcast on the power of listening in transformation. I'm glad we had that. This is one of these topics that is very near and dear to me, and there's much more that I can say. We'll save that for another day.
Yes, for another day and another podcast. I guess I'd just finish off here. And there's a saying that is just really coming at me. And if, for those people that are having issues with listening, and Stephen Covey once said that most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. I'd like to finish up the podcast on that note, because it's perhaps something that we could all work on just a little bit more. As we finish podcast 8, we'll move on to podcast 9 in the not too distant future. Thanks very much, Leon, once again for a great podcast. I look forward to working and playing with you on podcast 9. Until then, everyone, it's bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.